So what's the one hooting or making that sort of...
That is going to be our blue-headed dove. It kind of, you can tell them because it sounds like it's a ball bouncing, like it gets...
Yes.
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep, that's our blue-headed dove.
That.
I don't really...
It sounds really high up.
Right?
I mean, very well there's might something... Be. Oh, no, it's something straight up.
Oh, he's right there.
But that's oh,
yeah, that's
right. Him.
Yep, that brown, oh, yeah, reddish body, and then he has a very bright blue head when he's down here.
WDW Memories Podcast, Memory 312, Reliving a Gorilla Falls Exploration Trail Trek. Please put your headphones on to fully immerse yourself in another of my Walt Disney World memories. You'll feel like you are in Animal Kingdom with us as we wander through the exploration trails, coming face to face with the animals as we round every bend. Welcome to the WDW Memories Podcast, where we're reliving the magic of Walt Disney World. I'm Lou, your host on this enchanting journey. I recently posted this on social media, but I wanted to reiterate it again here. As we celebrate Thanksgiving here in the U.S., I would like to express my deep gratitude and thankfulness to all of you. This show is a product of my love and my passion, and your support, your appreciation, your companionship keeps me motivated and reminds me how fortunate we all are to have this magical place to return and to relive our memories from. Hence, I would like to thank you all for tuning in each week, recommending the show to your friends, and leaving feedback and reviews that help me and others understand why you like it. I would also like to extend a special thanks to those of you who support the show with your recurring or annual donations, which really is helping us keep the costs low and enhance the show's quality every week. Okay, that's enough for that for now. Let's dive into the memory, shall we? Today's memory takes us back to a Tuesday afternoon in December of 2021. As you may recall from our last memory, we had just finished riding Kilimanjaro Safaris and were trying to decide what do we do next. The day is slipping away, and we're losing our opportunities to see the animals. They're being called in, so while we have time to kill before the show, it seems like the perfect call to explore the Gorilla Falls exploration trails right here in the queue. We'll join the memory as the sounds of the safari vehicles fade into the background and the sounds of the falls begin to surround us. We'll round the corner and see bongos. Then we walk through a door and find ourselves in an aviary and chat with a nearby cast member as we spot some amazing and beautiful birds. As we continue further into the trails, we come face to face with Henry the Hippo. We'll take a few minutes and talk with a cast member stationed there about the impact of ivory hunting on the hippos and how they have a new renewable resource instead, the tagua nut. From here, we'll finally find the gorillas, but sadly, they're ending their day and we didn't get to see them as much. As we leave the trails, though, we might be changing our plans and what we're deciding to go do next. So again, for that best experience, make sure you are wearing your favorite headphones to really place yourself in this binaural memory. But before we relive our memory for today, I want to take a moment to hear from our sponsors that are helping me to continue to bring these memories to all of you. Today's memory is made possible by the recurring supporters. These are listeners like you that are helping to ensure that we can continue to produce high-quality family entertainment as we've been doing since 2006. As a thank you for their generosity, these supporters receive gifts from me like ad-free and early access to episodes. If you would like to find out how to join the recurring supporters for as little as $1 a month, visit our website at wdw-memories.net/support. You can now become a supporter directly through Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Patreon, as well as many other ways. I hope you can agree that the work we have put into the show is worth it and would consider a small support donation. Again, to find out how you can help, go to wdw-memories.net/support.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Now sit back, relax, close your eyes, and come with me as we relive that Walt Disney World magic.
What happened?
He looked up to my
gorilla brother. Brothers took his baby sister away from his mom.
She's here.
Come here, Susie. Just...
You want to go up? I'm going low.
Little weather rolling in.
Something.
Mm-hmm. It looks like it. Or whatever direction. I don't know what direction it's playing anymore.
This is the part Grandma's got to skip.
Oh, yeah, Grandma can't go in here.
Why? Yeah,
because she...
There's snakes.
All the snakes went in there. I've ever seen anybody low in my life.
You're welcome. Thank you. Oh, no, we're inside. We're inside the navy.
I didn't
even see the net. Look.
Oh, that one's beautiful. Mommy,
look, there's another one.
He's down here. He's down here.
Wait, Daddy,
Mikey, right here. Come.
See that one? That one's got like a furry head. Oh no, that one's better. That one's got like literal cat fur on his head. Yeah, that's kind of silly. It's got like a cat fur mohawk.
Oh, I'm seeing something very blue.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's just irregular black with like greeny blue.
Ooh.
It's
like a metallic blue.
Here he is.
Whoa.
Isn't he pretty?
The colors. I'll come back out. Please.
There's some birds straight up.
Thank you.
So what's the one hooting or making that sort of...
That is going to be our blue-headed dove. It kind of, you can tell them because it sounds like it's a ball bouncing, like it hits.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep, that's our blue-headed dove.
That.
That sounded really high up.
Right?
I mean, very well might there's be. Something. Oh, no, it's something straight up.
Oh, he's right there.
Yeah. But that's
oh, yep, that's
right. Him.
Yep, that brown, reddish body, and then he has a very bright blue head when he's down here.
Dove.
Dove.
Oh,
dove.
I was going to say, it does not look like a duck.
No, I don't.
At all. I don't.
No, 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 no. Dove. And we have
so what's this guy?
Olive pigeons up there. They're cute.
Olive pigeons.
They're kind of just round speckled birds.
Oh, okay. Yeah. What's the black with the blue iridescence?
Mm-hmm. That's our purple glossy starling. Oh. Very, very bright yellow eyes if you get to see them up
yes.
Close.
Yeah, we did. All the yellow ones that are flying around over here?
Yes. Those are our Tibetan golden weavers. So males are going to be yellow. We only have males in here, just right now. And they're really cool. They're going to be the ones you build. When you get further down, you'll see these little, like, circle nests up and around. So with them, the males will build the nest, and then when it's all finished, they'll do, like, a little dance, and the females will come over. And if they don't like it, they'll rip it down. And the boys have to start all over.
So, I like that.
Yeah. But their population numbers are pretty great right now, so that's why we only have males in here, not females, because we don't need babies.
And the gray one with the really long tail.
Yes, love them. Those are our speckled mouse birds. They look a little awkward when they're on the ground because those, or branches, their tails are so long. But in the air, they can actually do pretty cool acrobatics.
Because
they're able to use that to help serum.
Yeah. Look like a head cap around its head.
And they'll, so mouse birds, but they don't eat mice. They eat lots of insects, which is what that's really good.
Oh, okay.
There's a good one for you right up there on the fence. That's our great blue Turaco with that pretty crown on its head.
That is so cool.
We have two in here, male and female. They look the same, though.
There's the other one.
Yep.
Not to each other.
Yeah, right, that's true. That's who gave us these feathers, actually.
Oh, cool.
Mm-hmm.
There he is. It almost looks like a smaller version of the bird. Up.
From up, you're right. He does.
Like the beak and the color.
Let's see what other fun ones we have. We got both the giraffes up.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we saw them.
Oh, there's two of the doves up there now. They're yellow, blue-headed, whatever she called them. But I thought she said duck.
Blue-headed ducks.
There's two ducks up there now.
Oh, there are ducks.
No, I'm just not. Oh, okay. There's two of the doves. No, there's two of the doves. I don't think they're there.
I can find some more dove ones for you.
How many different species are in here?
Is it 21 or 27?
What? I don't know.
20 plus.
I heard 20 plus. Yeah, over 20. I would say 21, but I have heard people say 24, 27.
Yeah.
20 something is the answer. I've seen a bunch of people around here, but I have a DM today. Around here, so. Yeah. So nice to
come up here. We've got marble teal. Oh, and then that little one over there, that's an African pygmy geese. So he actually is a duck.
Yes.
But because his beak looks like a goose beak, that's how he got his name.
He's given the...
Huh.
Marbled ducks, and there is an... And you see that orange one back there with his head tucked in? It's actually... No, it's an African something goose, but it's actually a duck.
She actually said geese, which is funny. That's the name of it.
If you look up, they're not landing, but these guys who come fast flying through, those are our carmine bee eaters.
Oh, so you do have some bee eaters. Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm. well, not this past week. 2 weeks ago they were up because they don't really like cold as much, so they were kind of backstage, but they're back out now. So I'm very excited for them.
We were in San Diego and they did a feeding of their bee eaters from the ground, just tossing like beetles, bugs, whatever, just up in the air. It was just the coolest thing to sit there and watch them catch them out of the air. And
yeah, great.
Do y'all do any kind of feeding that way, or?
If you, I forget the name of it now. It's a bird show in Asia. We have here.
Okay, the flights of
the
feathered friends flight. No, whatever. Yeah, we just saw it earlier.
Okay, with the up characters.
Yes,
that's gonna be the only one that we have. Like, do they still do that?
They did the grapes with one of the.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Carrots. That's gonna be it, and then. Not so much now that it's getting dark, but if you guys ever do come back, our macaws will fly over the Tree of Life and land on, there's a branch up front. They do that throughout the day, but no scheduled time.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Well, there's around this.
That was down.
Because I mean, there's a bunch of things, but I can't tell if it's like Spanish moss or.
No, I just live in this one got started and not completed.
Yeah.
Or dropped or something. There's a bunch more in the palm fronds over there. They're all over on the palm fronds. Literally every dead palm frond has one.
She said the one, there are a couple of birds darting around. Have you seen? Did you see them as well?
Yeah.
They've got some bee eaters in here as well. I was telling her about what we saw in San Diego, and she's like, "Oh, that'd be neat to see." I'm like, "Oh, you guys don't do that." Okay.
They got some what's in here?
You guys see all the houses in the palm trees? Like, there's constant birds have been very
successful. So somebody's something bee eaters. If you watch up at the top, you don't ever see them land, but they'll come like darting out and they turn on the dime. And that's their bee eaters, basically. And they eat bees. They catch bees and they eat them.
Guys,
all right, ready? Oh, there's another one of the geese. I feel like we need to have a mask on. Maybe. It's a hippo. So is that the baby hippo that's been patrolling?
Oh no, this is the fully grown hippo.
Okay.
It's about 28. He was a baby hippo 28 years ago.
There was a baby that I thought Animal Kingdom had about a year or some change.
Oh, no, that was recent. That's
recent.
Very, very recent.
Really?
They're on safaris right now.
They're actually out on the safaris. So we went on it, but we didn't see them. So they may have been off already.
Might have been.
It's coming back around.
We try to give special care to the babies.
Of course.
Yeah.
Might have to take another trip through just to see if we can see them again next time.
After four, you're not going to see anything. I used to be a safari driver.
It starts getting really, really thin after 4 o'clock.
All the animals, lot of the animals go back to their barns after four. And I come in, I'm like, all right, so we have no okapis, no kudus. Oh, let's go to the zebras. I don't see any zebras. Yay.
I got all these great facts about zebras, I can tell you, though. I mean, it's really interesting stuff. It's funny how the fish all start parting ways.
Smiling at you.
I need you for lunch, Mikey.
He's a show-off. He'll be back around. Give him 5 seconds.
He just loves looping for the everybody, right?
Yeah.
You teach him to do any tricks yet?
He can do a barrel roll.
Yeah. So what kind of hippo is he? What's the name? Or is there just a single hippo? Like,
there's only two. There's the only two hippos that exist is the hippo and the pygmy hippo.
Okay.
That's it.
Cool.
There we go.
He's
starting I told you he'd be back around.
I expected him to go back up.
I know.
Do they have nails for their feet? On
Yeah.
Feet? Okay, so they got like...
He's going to turn and do it again.
There we go. There we go. Get your cameras ready.
I noticed that he's online.
Yeah, he's actually this is the first day that I've seen them lean against the glass and step on little rocks coming out from the side.
And kind of push against it?
Yeah.
So do you think he looks at us?
Yeah. Oh yeah, here he comes.
Is he coming back?
Coming in from this side.
Oh, hi!
Hi, Irene!
Oh my word!
And he's gonna jump up on the rock.
Slow motion.
Slow motion.
Yeah, that's funny. It's like,
and breathe.
They actually sleep underwater.
He's fairly active.
Really?
Most of the time I've ever seen hippo, they're like just sleeping.
Yeah.
He's a special case. If you want a good view, bring out Henry.
Is that his buddy?
Oh, no,
that's him. That's what he said.
Oh, okay.
He's saying this is the active one. That's
yeah, we got Henry, Hans.
You really want to see.
If you see two of them, and it's always Panchita and Mezcal. Panchita's the one with the tooth sticking out the side of her mouth.
Okay.
Mezcal is the second hippo that does not have one.
When they're paired together, you just know one has it, one doesn't.
Yeah.
That's really cool. Or should we go see what else we can find? We also wanted to get to the thing.
Oh, yeah,
these guys are being hunted for their ivory.
They are for their teeth.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
This is all ivory.
Oh, he's turning around.
The same stuff as in an elephant tusk.
Pretty much. So, there's actually a really cool way to fight against it. So, there's been a long fight against the ivory trade. And in 1989, they passed a law banning ivory. But no one knew about hippos, so they only banned ivory, elephant ivory. But in South America, there's a renewable resource that's just as good as ivory. So this is the tagua nut. They grow in the ivory palm down in South America and Ecuador. And each tree will grow about 50 pounds of nuts a year.
Oh, wow.
So if you have 5 trees in 1 year, you have enough to equal 1 elephant tusk. With 5 trees in a year.
Five.
Yep. So $250.
Yeah. But it's a renewable resource.
Oh yeah, no, for sure. I get that. I'm just saying that's a lot of trees and a lot of nuts.
Oh yeah. It's nuts, right? So they actually use these in World War One. So in World War One they were wanting to make buttons for the soldiers. And at first they were thinking of doing metal, like you have to melt down the metal, use it in the ammo and the guns and everything.
Yeah.
They can't use wood because wood is being used in the construction and the carts and all that stuff. So they were gonna go to ivory for the soldiers' buttons. And then someone found out about the tagua nut, and they shipped a whole bunch in from Ecuador up to America, and they made over 216 million buttons out of these nuts.
Wow.
And you can even carve them off into whatever you like. Looks just like real ivory trinkets. This is what it looks like on the outside, and you crack it open, you get the nut, carve it up, you have a frog.
Wow.
And all of the waste products, all of the seed pods, all of the leaves and wood and stuff, they ship that to the chemical department. And the chemical warfare department burn the waste products into charcoal, use the charcoal in the gas masks.
Cool.
Neat stuff.
Thank you.
Oh, Henry's on his way home, it looks like.
Oh, he's going off to eat.
Thank you so much. All right, keep moving. I don't know, baby. It's
probably getting ready for it sooner rather than later because I'm already so good.
Well, we could go do that now and say punt on Lion King.
Yeah, we can do that Friday then. How long is the wait?
Oh, the gorillas are up.
Yeah, he can dirt. The one on the left can dirt up the big guy. Oh, there's another one coming up. Top of the hill. You can't see the trees. They're going up. Yeah.
Where are the girls?
They're behind
us. Do you think it's the daddy or the mom?
Oh, it's the big one.
Outside
right now. It is. It's quite nice. Uh-huh.
That's cool.
Perfect.
Thank you so much for joining me for another of my Walt Disney World memories. If this was your first time listening, I want to invite you to subscribe so that future episodes will automatically download as they are released. Also, if you want to find more information about the show and my other adventures, I encourage you to visit my wdw-memories.net website. In addition to links to subscribe, you'll find things like show notes with pictures of this memory. You'll also find links to watch this on YouTube or view photos on Google and Instagram and connect with me on social media on Facebook, Twitter, and Pinterest. If you like what you've heard and you want to say thank you, you can also find links on the website for ways to support the show. Every donation gets put back into the podcast, and you'll help reduce my cost for gathering, producing, and hosting the show for years to come. Finally, the easiest thing you can do is to help me spread the word about the show. If you like what you've heard, a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you listen will help others like you who might be looking for ways to relive that Disney magic at home find our show. Or if you could tell a friend or share that you've been listening, share a link to the show on social media. Maybe that virtual escape to Walt Disney World, like this memory, is just what someone else like you needs. Help me spread some of that Disney magic. So thanks again for listening, and I hope to see you back here in a couple of weeks or sooner for our next Walt Disney World memory. Bye.
Bye.
You say bye right into that?
Bye.
Good job.